What's up, spooky friends, and welcome back finally to Sir Henry's Haunted Podcast. I, of course, am your host, Zach, and next to me is Calvin.
Hello, I'm Calvin.
Like always, whatever your title is this week, executive producer,
somebody,
friend, foe, I don't know. But alas, we have had a long sabbatical, a long period of time where we didn't do a haunted podcast, and that is our fault, mainly because we had completed, as you all have seen on our YouTube channel, a very, very, very extensive, busy 2023 season, added the Haunted Hayride, had a banger of a year for October, as the kids like to say. And then we went right into Haunted Christmas, and with all that and the holidays, it just kind of got away from us. And also during that time, we had some renovations going. You guys might notice we're in a new space. This is the new permanent home of Sir Henry's Haunted Trail Studios. Just labeled that. Trademarked. So this is our new space, our new setup. It's much more comfortable. We got a cool setup for guests when they come on too. It's going to work out much better. And because of all this, we had to take a little extra time before we got back into doing the podcast regularly for this to be done. It is done now, and here we are.
We're here.
So we're going to go through kind of what we missed covering over these past couple weeks, months, whatever it has been. And kind of talk also about the Haunted Valentine's Day. Of course, we have our classic items, our shout-out swear jar. You guys know about that. Shout-out to Sammy, and that's the... I have to say that. She made this fancy, spancy shout-out swear jar for us, official.
Somebody didn't mute their phone.
Oh, my God, it's rookie. And we have the head of our enemies here. And this nice decorative camel candle.
The thing chugs 2 gallons of water.
It's full of water. So we had the Haunted Christmas. It seems like that was ages ago.
It's been January for 2 years.
It's been a long, hard winter is coming, came, still here. So we did Sir Henry's Haunted Christmas. This is our third annual Sir Henry's Haunted Christmas. Yes. Yes. What were our themes this year? Do we even remember?
So we did Sleigh Bells 2 Electric Boogaloo.
That's right.
And then forgot what it was called.
Oh, Creatures of Christmas.
Creatures of Christmas, yeah.
You know, I'm going to go on record here, and hopefully some of our scare actors are watching. If you wanted my vote and my winner of a trail for Christmas, it's going to be Creatures of Christmas for me. If you guys attended the event, please, in the video, comment below what your winning trail was for Christmas, whether it's Sleigh Bells 2 or Creatures of Christmas. For me, Creatures of Christmas. What about you?
Probably Creatures of Christmas because of the animatronic.
So talk about that. You had a couple things in there.
Yeah, so for big creatures, we took... previously, we had the animatronic in the middle, and before it was a big, tall Krampus. Well, yes. I took it out of the middle of the common area and put it in a trail and extended it way up. And so he was just under 10 feet. I think he was like 9'5" or something.
A big boy.
Big, tall guy. And you walk right next to him and he comes to life and he screams and, you know, starts banging around. That was really cool. It was the biggest animatronic that we've made. And I thought it looked great.
Shout the out strobe to, light.
Oh, I can't say that. Interestingly enough.
Wow.
Like to
give
a nod to
somebody's rusty
lighting, the backlight.
That was my idea, a blue light, right? But he had to set it up, so kudos to you. And then with the fog...
I think I installed that light. He did the fog.
He added the fog, you're right. But anyway, team effort. That looked great. And then we had the big giant Yeti that Keegan made in there. That was pretty cool. Sarah. Turns out Sarah died, so the whole crew died, I think.
Everybody, yep. So, the story of that trail was essentially there was this place.
Expedition.
Yeah, an expedition that had all these rumors floating around of these crazy creatures. So what was his name? What was Alex's character's name?
Cornelius.
Cornelius, yeah, I guess. The leader of this expedition was going to go out and to debunk this myth of all these creatures. Well, kind of find out all that was left of was their bodies. So you're walking through and there's big Krampuses and Yetis and
evil Jack Frost, evil snowman. It was cool. It was very different. Cool.
Very obviously creature heavy.
As one of our dear friends says, creature feature.
Yeah, it's a creature feature. Friend of the show, Amber J. But yeah, so Keegan made, he was like 7 foot tall, 7 foot tall Yeti, static, but he had like a body.
He had Sarah. He had Sarah in his hand, ripped in half, blood gushing from her neck.
So we can talk about that. So we never, in no script and no dialogue, did we ever write in the character Sarah.
No.
But amongst the actors of that trail.
Well, Ethan started doing it.
Yeah, Ethan C. Was looking for his girlfriend. That was his character. And he just started saying, Sarah, where's Sarah? Where's
part of the expedition. Part lost.
And then everyone else that could hear Ethan screaming that started also looking for Sarah. And then it turned into a whole debacle. Everybody was looking for Sarah. I think that was their hype up chant at one point, was just saying, Sarah, Sarah.
And then Mike, who was one of our devoted fans for October, started to scare act with us in December and was playing a character in this trail. And turns out his character was actually Sarah's father.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's cool. Just how like organically the actors can come.
Yeah, that was really cool.
And how well it worked. So shout out Sarah. Oh my gosh, I've been doing other shows.
Wow, this is crazy.
I'm used to being able to say that.
Not even 10 minutes in, we're already out $2. Yeah, to get some more money here. Creatures of Christmas was a fantastic trail. We all had fun with that. The crazy cool Yeti characters. That was cool. But, you know, also special
head nod
recognition to Sleigh Bells as well for another fantastic job. He had basically another year of even deeper chaos into elves taking over the North Pole. And now they're delivering the gifts and all this kind of crazy stuff.
Yeah, Alabaster doesn't know what to do anymore.
Yeah, Alabaster came back. Even more frazzled than before.
Yeah, that's great.
And yeah, we just had a fun time. And then we had our common area characters, the Undead Carolers, Frosty, classic, Krampus.
I feel like there's some other ones.
The Yule Cat.
The Yule Cat, the Yule Cat was great. And then, there are some trail characters that would
come. Oh, say what's up. So it was a great fun event. Unfortunately, we did get rain out. Rained out one night, but like we said in our emails, if you had tickets for that night and that was the only night you could come, you can bring that ticket to any other event and you'll still be able to get into the event. So just putting that out there in case you still don't know. So we had a great fun time. It was the last time you're going to see Trail 3, which is our third trail all the way to the right.
Yep.
In that existing structure, shape, form, size. Because on the next podcast episode, we're going to talk a little bit about our 2024 plans and what we're going to do for that.
It's going to be a little bit of a metamorphosis.
So yeah.
Young caterpillar about to
spread. Expedition, one could say.
Yeah, there you go.
Christmas was fun, but the event at hand is now our Love's Revenge Haunted Valentine's Day Trail. Yeah. This is a fan favorite for sure. We've been doing this.
Cast favorite too. Everyone loves this event.
This is our fifth Haunted Valentine's Day.
Oh, dang. So when did we start it?
2020.
Oh, okay. I think I said, last night I said 2019 or 2020. I couldn't remember.
Adding years. No, so this is our fifth Haunted Valentine's Day event, Love's Revenge. We got two trails lined up for you. We got Love Potion
number 13.
Yes. Love Potion number 13.
Again, kind of like how we did for Christmas, it's a evolution of the previous year's story.
So Cupid's gone mad, but this year he's gone mad again because his diabolical nonsense is kind of just wearing off and people are still falling in love.
Yeah.
So he's hired this doctor chemist guy to come in and brew this potion. Now he's distributing through his any means necessary. It's kind of like Batman Begins and the Scarecrow kind of thing.
It's kind of weird.
So you're going to see more craziness.
We started working on dialogue and scares. It's like sad. It's almost a sad journey.
We split up when we did our first kind of planning stages, and you went on that trail. So I didn't really get to see that, what really was going to come to play in this event, because I'll see that soon when we go through the rehearsals, because yeah. I was on the other trail. And speaking of the other trail, it is going to be called Blackthorn Inn.
Yep.
It's a haunted bed and breakfast, and interestingly enough, bed and breakfast is sketching me out. My wife is always like, oh, yeah, let's stay at a little bed and breakfast. I'm like, I don't think so.
There's a little staycation.
Little sketchy, little probably haunted. Somebody probably died in there. It just doesn't fit right to me. I don't know. I just a little scaredy cat, I guess you could say. Anyway, I thought it would make a great idea for the Haunted Valentine's event. And kind of the whole story is this lady has run this bed and breakfast for 50 years. Husband died mysteriously, tragically, many years ago. And now rumors, the legend is that those who come in don't leave because this lady, Ms. Blackthorn, has very strict rules. And if you don't follow them,
stuffs you in the walls.
Kills you, stuffs you in the walls, does who knows what. So will you follow the rules or will you be stuffed in the walls?
So what's the vibe? Because I, like you were saying, I didn't go.
I'm trying to remember. This several weeks ago now. It's dark. If you said sad, I wouldn't say it's sad. I'm saying it's just dark, creepy ghost story kind of thing.
Yeah.
Traditionally what that trail has been. So yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun too. And, there's some characters in there. The biggest thing we wanted to do with this one, when we first set it up with the scares, was do stuff differently than we've done before. So scares will be coming from different spots that you're not used to in this trail, because let's be real, there's only so many times you can jump out of the boot hole. Even with us, you know, we see it every day, so we're a little more critical, but still, we want to keep it fresh for you guys, the fans.
But even like the special effects I've put in there are
coming from
wild angles.
There's a prop in there right now. Every time I walk by, it gets me. So that's good. You know, I have some smelly underwear.
Good thing that scene's like right before an exit. So just in case. But yeah, I'm trying to mix it up.
And we got some different kind of sound and scares going on, especially in the finale, bringing some fan favorite back.
Oh, trail one. Cupid's Revenge has a pretty cool scene right before the church. A new effect that we have.
Oh, yeah. We're playing around with a new effect. Yeah.
Yeah. Some little stuff here and there. But yeah, I think that one's going to be cool. That scene. Because like we said, I haven't seen it anywhere.
No. I've never seen this.
And so it's cool. And it fits the vibe.
Oh, yeah.
It fits the vibe for sure.
And more to come, maybe.
Potentially. Absolutely.
Especially with that trail.
Yeah.
So anyway... and then we have two escape rooms. We'll get to those in a second. We've got axe throwing, of course. Laser tag is back for Valentine's. We brought that back for Haunted Christmas, and you guys love that. So we're bringing that back for Valentine's. So that's here too. Two escape rooms. Talk about that since you're the one who did that.
Yeah, so we have End Zone and Siren's Escape. So End Zone is high school locker room. So this is the... the locker room of the football team of the Sir Henry's Fighting Skeletons. So the Sir Henry's, the alma mater. So the Sir Henry's Fighting Skeletons are an insane team. They've gone to state multiple years in a row.
They've won 13 state championships. Yep. It's crazy.
They're insane. Bishop Sycamore. And but it's first game out of the season, and they look rough. They're sluggish. They're slow. They're not playing right. You saw someone's like arm get ripped off in the middle of the game. You don't know what's going on. So you take it into your hands, you and the head coach, to go into the locker room and figure out what is going on with your beloved football team. Figure it out in the game. And then Siren's Escape.
And then we'll have a couple of common area characters outside, and a new little wrinkle in the game with these escape rooms. There's going to be a surprise in the rooms for you guys. So. Yeah. That's something cool. If you haven't done the escape rooms, maybe you're not a big escape room fan. I'm not. Definitely check these out because I think they're going to be really fun and interactive.
Yeah. So yeah, we got the captain of the football team and the cheerleader hanging around.
Yep.
But yeah, so then you go into Siren's Escape, and the story of that goes is you hear the callings of a siren, and against your better judgment, you follow them. But instead of leading you to the sirens, they lead you to this abandoned shack off the coast. And then once you arrive, the calls turn evil. They turn dark, and you know that you have to figure out what they called you here for, because you know that they're coming. So it's pretty simple story with that one. You're just kind of going in there, and they asked you for help, and you know that, and you're just trying to figure it out with the help of one of our favorite sea hags.
Yes. So, yeah, like I said, be sure to check those out. They're going to be highly interactive, really cool stuff. And then we'll have we really have like a common area show because the vibe for Valentine's is so special, but it's also like sultry.
Yeah.
And a lot of people love it. A lot of you guys ask me for the playlist of it. It's a vibe. It's a vibe. So we didn't really want to mess with that, and we felt like a show might take away from that. Mm-hmm. But we still got some theatrical elements in the center. And, of course, Cupid will be in the common area, as well as some other fan-favorite characters. So you'll have that to look forward to as
yeah,
well.
It's just, yeah, because exactly what you said. I feel like if just kind of like, you know, the record scratch noise. I feel like that would happen every time we did a show.
Right. Yeah, exactly. And now look at me and listen to me talk about why I want to kill you all.
Yeah, and then then you're supposed to go back and it be romantic and stuff. So yeah, that's a creative decision on us, and then we think it's the right one. Yeah. So,
but nonetheless, when you know it's a whole vibe, and I think it's even more of a vibe out here now with some of the lighting stuff we've done.
Yeah.
I mean, from when you come in the front gate, it's just boom, boom. There it is.
Valentine's.
Pink hearts, death. It's perfect.
Love this event.
Romantic. So yeah, we're not doing a media event for this. This is because it's a 2-night only event. Oh, but something we are doing.
Yeah, we can. Yeah.
So the event, let's go ahead and plug it, is going to be February 9th and 10th. That's Friday and Saturday, 6:30 p.m. to 11 p.m. Please get your tickets online in advance before coming. But on the 8th, it's a Thursday. We're actually a part of a haunted house tour. So HauntCon is a Halloween trade show convention coming to Daytona Beach the same weekend the event will be going on. So if you're in the area at HauntCon, feel free to come out and check us out because you'll get to see a haunted house. And we're not too far of a drive from Daytona.
And what else is going on? What else are we doing?
On Thursday.
Yes.
On Thursday, the HauntCon is offering a special haunted house bus tour in the Central Florida area. I think there's like 4 stops. We are one of those stops. So you can actually buy tickets from this for this event on HauntCon's website. I believe there's a post on our Facebook about this as well, so you can check out that there. And you can take a bus tour. It's around the different the 3 other attractions plus us. I think they're planning to be here from 5:30 to 7:30. And if you come on this tour, you can expect to obviously go through our 2 haunted trails. We're going to have the escape rooms open, I believe.
Yeah.
And we're also going to be doing a BTS exclusive tour of the Hayride. And probably if you're on this tour, we're going to get some sneak peeks of what we're going to add for 2024.
Yep.
So all the more incentive to look into that, check it out if you want to come to that.
Yeah, it's going to be a good time.
Chill, and it's gonna be intimate group setting, so we're looking forward to it.
It's gonna feel like the Jungle Cruise, me and you up there.
Yes,
cracking jokes, giving the tour.
So yeah, that's exciting.
We were going somewhere, and then we sidetracked to that, and I don't remember what
Haunt,
it was.
HauntCon. I don't know. I don't have my notes today.
No notes. It's
a digital screen in the background with my notes. Bad idea.
But yeah, so the behind the scenes tour is only for the HauntCon.
Only for HauntCon. You come Friday, Saturday expecting behind the scenes tour of the Hayride. Sorry. But, you know, going forward, maybe that's something we offer. And there's something
I would, if you
want to see a behind the scenes tour at our events of some of this stuff, comment below. Maybe we can work on adding a package in or something, especially to for October.
Well, yeah, well, October you will ride through it normally, but are you saying like...
Well, I'm just saying like our friends over at Petrified Forest, they do behind the scenes tours of stuff doing their...
That's right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you're right. I've done one before and it's really cool, and it's cool to see the behind the scenes operational stuff of that. And I feel like we're to a point now, if we wanted to do that, we could potentially. So
yeah. I feel like we were going somewhere and I don't remember what it was.
We talked about Christmas. We talked about Valentine's. Next episode, we get into all the 2024 stuff.
Yeah, any special merch for Valentine's Day?
Oh, yes, we do. Thank you for reminding me. So, of course, we'll have, just like we have for Christmas, you know, Valentine's-oriented stuff, we'll have the Valentine's Day Sir Henry t-shirt, which is just our logo. But new this year for Valentine's, we have a Poppy Design t-shirt.
Oh, really?
Poppy Design t-shirt. And for all you ladies out there, we have the same Poppy Design on a tank top. All right. And so many people have been asking for this. So we have, we'll have that option available at Valentine's. Of course, Spooky Eats will be open. We'll have the snow cones. We'll have boiled peanuts for this event.
What did we call them last year? Sir Henry's Desirables or something? What was it?
Intimates.
Called? Intimates. Yeah.
Sir Henry's
Intimates.
I keep forgetting about that. I need to get on that. So
for those who don't know, last year when we talked about Valentine's Day on the podcast, we made a joke that Sir Henry's underwear will be featured at a Valentine's Day event, and but to no avail. Keep forgetting.
We still need it. I mean, it's a little G-string with Sir Henry's.
I still think we need to do the calendar idea.
No, we want to do the calendar, and I'm hoping for October we will have a calendar with, you know, all the characters and weird, provocative, sexy poses. For you to display at your home next year.
Yeah, love good satire.
You know, we've got the trilogy of books. We talked about, we need to bring back Brad and Amanda back on the show.
Yeah.
It's been a little bit, and there's probably a lot more to talk about now since last time they were on. So we've got that. That'll be available. So, like I said, Spooky Eats will be open. We've got some new Valentine's Day-oriented treats, strawberry-oriented style stuff, including a float.
Thing. Strawberry float?
It's very good. I sampled it in our taste testing. It's very good.
Taste testing.
Very good.
Well, sweet.
So lots of stuff, you know, the photo ops and all that stuff. It's a 2-night only event. So the weather's looking great. Do not miss this event. Get your tickets now. That's all there is to it, really.
Yeah.
We have our fun fact of the day.
Oh, dude, was I supposed to? Huh. Fun fact. Yes. Fun fact. I guess this is our first time we've been on a haunt tour.
Yes. Very good. Yeah. Pull that out of your butt.
Yeah.
This is the first time we have been on a haunt tour. Hopefully many more to come. Although Central Florida is a little weird, just because, you know, there's... It's not like up north where you have... You know,
900 haunted houses in one town.
Yes. Because we have theme parks here and they suck all the life and money out of everything. So,
that's how you really feel.
Huh? I mean, it's true. That's tourism. That's what this state's about.
Yeah.
But hey, we're happy to be here. Thank you guys for tuning back in. A little shorter episode kick off this stuff. Make sure you come check out Haunted Valentine's Love's Revenge. Or henrysonatrail.com. Get your tickets. Welcome into this new, beautiful studio space.
Excited to
continue shooting more episodes here. And look, you didn't have to use that last dollar. So.
It's most of the time, you're the one that burns through all the money.
Yeah, I know.
This is unlike me.
This is... Get him in check.
Yeah.
So I think these skeletons are knocking outside right now for us to go. So... Until next time, friends, stay spooky.
Sayonara.